702. The Worldview.
Let's catch up now with John Adderley on the line from the UK with news from elsewhere in the world. John, a very good morning to you. Let's start with the story from Iraq. Iraq saying there it's captured Islamic State, the Islamic State group's money mastermind. This is a big development.
Yeah, I mean, the terror group's financial chief here, who's called Sami Jassim al-Jabouri, we're told that he was captured in a complex external operation. In other words, he was found outside Iraq in an operation conducted by the Iraqi National Intelligence Service. And we're told this man was once the deputy leader of Islamic State. And of course, all those countries, including ours, who've been involved in the fight against the terror group, will be welcoming his capture. It does feel like it's a significant moment. We're not told where he was found, but a senior Iraqi military source says it was in Turkey. And the United States were very keen to talk to this man. They put out a $5 million reward for information leading to his arrest. The FBI said he was instrumental in managing finances for terrorist operations, and that would have included making money from illegal sales of oil, gas, and antiquities that they seized in Iraq and Syria. Iraqi officials say it is a big blow to Islamic State, and we don't really know how much intelligence he'll have about any future planned attacks, but also they'll try and get some information out of him, because IS is still a potent fighting force, as we've seen from the attacks in Afghanistan and elsewhere.
They're going to be asking him very nicely to tell what he knows. John, let's talk. I suppose there's been some criticism of, you know, particularly the royal family when it comes to climate change, because, of course, of how they live. Prince Charles now saying his Aston Martin runs on what?
Yeah, cheese and wine, basically, to put it rather bluntly, or to be more precise, well, he describes it as surplus English white wine and whey from the cheese process. I think what scientists would say is it's bioethanol fuel, but that's how he describes it. It's all very well if you've got a 51-year-old Aston Martin, isn't it, which he was given on his 21st birthday. It was all part of Prince Charles talking about his green credentials, and it's part of the run-up to something we're all going to be hearing a lot more about, which is this global conference on climate change taking place in Glasgow in the next few weeks. Prince Charles says this is the last chance saloon to do something about climate change. He says it would be catastrophic if nothing comes from it. He also said he has some sympathy with those protesters who, I think we've talked about before, have been blocking the major motorways around the country, calling for every home, for the government to pay for every home to be insulated. Prince Charles says, well, it's not the right way to do it. It alienates people, but he's sympathetic with the cause, and he's sympathetic with young people like Greta Thunberg, who he says he understands why people are passionate, and they don't want words, they want action, not just on how you fill up your ancient blue Aston Martin car, but on everyday living as well.
I suspect, John, snobs, wine snobs from this part of the world might say that's about all English wine might be good for. let's talk now. Paul McCartney revealing he wasn't the reason the Beatles broke up.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, you're right. We've got nothing on your South African wines. I do love a South African wine, so yeah, I'll give you that one. Back to the Beatles. Paul McCartney has says that he's shouldered the blame for the breakup of the band for nearly half a century. Apparently it goes back to what he said in 1970 when he released a solo album. He said he was breaking from the band. But now Paul McCartney says, actually, it wasn't him that instigated the split. It was our Johnny. He says John Lennon walked into a room one day and said, I'm leaving the Beatles, and also said it was quite thrilling, rather like a divorce. In an interview that he's just given, Sir Paul says, John wanted to lie in bed for a week in Amsterdam for peace, and you couldn't argue with that. And he was asked, would he have been happy to carry on with the Beatles? Well, Paul says he wanted to continue because they were doing some pretty good stuff. Abbey Road, Let It Be, not bad, he says. Not bad. Pretty brilliant, I would say. You just wonder what more brilliance the Beatles could have done if they'd carried on for just that little bit longer. But of course, we'll never know.
Maybe part of the charm is the fact that we will never know. We remember them at their height. Could they have fizzled out? One, as you say, just doesn't know. John Adderley on the line from the UK with this morning's Worldview.